Okay. Are there any guidelines you can offer?
An overall guideline might be this. When in doubt, always err on the side of compassion. The test of whether you are helping or hurting, are your fellow humans enlarged or reduced as a result of your help? Have you made them bigger or smaller, more able or less able?
It has been said that if you give everything to individuals, they'll be less willing to work for it themselves.
Yet why should they have to work for the simplest dignity? Is there not enough for all? Why should working for it have to do with anything? Isn't basic human dignity the birthright of everyone? Oughtn't it be? If one seeks more than minimum levels, more food, bigger shelters, finer coverings for the body, one can seek to achieve these goals. But ought one have to struggle to even survive on a planet where there is more than enough for everyone? That's the central question facing humankind. The challenge is not to make everyone equal, but to give everyone at least the assurance of basic survival with dignity, so that each may then have the chance to choose what more they want from there.
There are those who would argue that some don't even take that chance. I mean, even when it's given to them.
And they observe correctly. This raises yet another question. To those who don't take the opportunities presented to them, do you owe another chance and another?
No.
If I took that attitude, you would be lost to hell forever. I tell you this, compassion never ends. Love never stops. Patience never runs out in God's world. Only in the world of man is goodness limited. In my world, goodness is endless.
Even if we don't deserve it.
You always deserve it.
Even if we throw your goodness back in your face?
Especially if you do. If a man slaps you on the right cheek, turn and offer him your left. And if a man asks you to go 1 mile with him, go with him twain. When you throw my goodness back in my face, which, by the way, the human race has done to God for millennia, I see that you are merely mistaken. You do not know what is in your best interest. I have compassion because your mistake is based not in evil, but in ignorance.
But some people are basically evil. Some people are intrinsically bad.
Who told you that?
It is my own observation.
Then you cannot see straight. I've said it to you before. No one does anything evil given his model of the world. Put another way, all are doing the best they can at any given moment. All actions of everyone depend on the data at hand. I've said this before. Consciousness is everything. Of what are you aware? What do you know?
But when people attack us, hurt us, damage us, even kill us for their own ends, isn't that evil?
I've told you before, all attack is a call for help. No one truly desires to hurt another. Those who do it, including your own governments, by the way, do it out of a misplaced idea that it is the only way to get something they want. I've already outlined the higher solution to this problem. Simply want nothing. Have preferences, but no needs. Yet this is a very high state of being. It's the place of masters. In terms of geopolitics, why not work together as a world to meet the most basic needs of everyone?
We're doing that, or trying.
After all these thousands of years of human history, that's the most you can say. The fact is, you've barely evolved at all. You still operate in a primitive every man for himself mentality. You plunder the earth, rape her of her resources, exploit her people, and systematically disenfranchise those who disagree with you for doing all of this, calling them the radicals. You do all this for your own selfish purposes because you've developed a lifestyle that you cannot maintain any other way. You must cut down millions of acres of trees each year or you won't be able to have your Sunday paper. You must destroy miles of the protective ozone which covers your planet or you cannot have your hairspray. You must pollute your rivers and streams beyond repair or you cannot have your industries to give you bigger, better, and more. And you must exploit the least among you, the least advantaged, the least educated, the least aware, or you cannot live at the top of the human scale in unheard of and unnecessary luxury. Finally, you must deny that you are doing this, or you cannot live with yourself. You cannot find it in your heart to live simply so that others may simply live. That bumper sticker wisdom is too simple for you. It is too much to ask, too much to give. After all, you've worked so hard for what you've got. You ain't given up none of it. And if the rest of the human race, to say nothing of your own children's children, have to suffer for it? Tough bananas, right? You did what you had to do to survive, to make it. They can do the same. After all, it is every man for himself, is it not?
Oh, man, is there any way out of this mess?
Yeah. Shall I say it again? A shift of consciousness. You can't solve the problems which plague humankind through governmental action or by political means. You've been trying that for thousands of years. The change that must be made can be made only in the hearts of people.
Can you put that change into just one sentence?
I already have several times. You must stop seeing God as separate from you, and you as separate from each other. The only solution is the ultimate truth. Nothing exists in the universe that is separate from anything else. Everything is intrinsically connected, irrevocably interdependent, interactive, interwoven into the fabric of all of life. All government, all politics must be based on this truth. All laws must be rooted in it. This is the future hope of your race, the only hope for your planet.
How does the law of love you spoke of earlier work?
Love gives all and requires nothing.
How can we require nothing?
If everyone in your race gave all, what would you require? The only reason you require anything is because someone else is holding back. Stop holding back.
Well, this couldn't work unless we all did it at once.
Indeed, a global consciousness is what is required. Yet how will that come about?
Somebody has to start. The opportunity is here for you.
You can be the source of this new consciousness.
You can be the inspiration.
Indeed, you must be.
I must?
Who else is there?